I wrote this song on Christmas morning in like 93. I know, we're all old. And to me at the time, Georgia was a distant continent, shrouded in mystery, and I never figured I'd ever see it. I lived on the West Coast. Those of us who grew up in California aren't really fully convinced that there's another world beyond Southern California. I remember the day in 1998, Simon Joyner and I were on the highway, and I crossed the Macon County line, and I was like, holy fucking shit. The most remarkable thing about coming home to you is the feeling of being in motion again. It's the most extraordinary feeling in the whole world. I have two big hands and a heart pumping blood and a 1967 Colt 45 with a busted safety catch. You're standing in the doorway and you smile when you ease the gun from my hand, and I'm frozen with joy. Right where I stand, the world throws its line underneath your hair. 40 miles from Atlanta, this is nowhere. Going to Georgia. So here's what happened. Wait. I was in San Francisco about a month and a half ago, and I had gotten sick on tour, which sort of confirmed all my hypochondriac fears about shaking hands with people. Right? And if you get sick on tour, it really sucks because you can't sing, but people sort of think you can push through it, but you really kind of can't. And so you know, I'm as deep in my hypochondriac hell, like, oh my God, you shook a bunch of motherfuckers' hands and now you're sick. Look at you. And I went to San Francisco and people yelled for this song. And I couldn't raise my voice really much above a whisper. And so I said to them, I cannot really sing that song for you tonight. But if you should like to sing it for me, I'd be quite happy to play it for you. And I did, and they did. And it was transcendental for me. I hope that they had a good time. But I couldn't really tell because I had a fever of about 101. So, you know, there could have just been gerbils in the room and I wouldn't have known. So, anyway. If you like this song and you know the words, I should like for you to sing it like you mean it, all of the words, because there may come a day when you're going to need the words to this song. You'll be sitting there going, what has become of my marriage? This blows. Right? I want you to remember that I gave you a little something that you could sing, because when that time comes, there won't be much to do besides sing.